Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a Thursday morning in the valley, a little cloudy, but we have nothing but sunshine to spread here today. Right. Believe that, I'll tell you another one. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hotline number this morning, and every morning for that matter, is 570-743-9565. And you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as a number of people have done, and I want to get to them first this morning because they piled up yesterday and I didn't get to them. Or you can text us at 70236, but be sure to include the key phrase OTM at the start of your message so it gets through to us. Is that a phrase or is that just three letters? Three letters, OTM, okay? On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street 4 dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are indeed the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck shop, their body and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more about them by visiting them online today at sunburymotors.com or stop by the dealership on North 4th Street in Sunbury and the Kia dealership in Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We do have four emails that we want to get to this morning. That I didn't get to yesterday. We always say calls come first, and they do, but I do like to get the emails in here at some point. One of our emailers says, yesterday EB set up a straw man argument by falsely proclaiming Trump's trials as real issues when everyone knows the Democrats have brought all these fake charges on Trump only because he's running for president. He's charged with fraudulently inflating property values? Really? How can he be charged with fraud when no plaintiffs have been made a case against him? To make it simple for you and the other simpletons, he committed no crime against anyone. Only the Democratic-controlled government apparatus is forcing him into court, all because the judge, a judge, knows best on assessing property values. Come on, EB, give me a break. Trump's trials are obviously politically motivated, not real crimes, unless he can be honest and admit that Hillary should have been and Biden should be tried for the same classified document statute. At least Trump had been a president. Hillary and Biden were not even presidents when they stole classified materials, which makes their possession of them patently illegal. They're not charged with anything. They're Democrats. We know what they were trying to hide and their illicit dealings, even though your accomplices in the press have done all they could to hide it. It's so blatantly obvious, EB, open your mind. The timing is obvious. This is all election interference, again, pure and simple. And that's signed by Doug. Another emailer says, I agree with Tom that Pennsylvania should tax income equally. It's unfair and unjust that some rich people get a huge tax break. Pennsylvania lawmakers must rethink our policy of exempting all Social Security income and pension income from state income tax and local income taxes. Locally, the income tax is an important funding source for public education. And let's see here. Another emailer says, if I can get it right here, as much as the media continues to talk about our democracy at risk and calling anyone who supports Trump's election deniers, the more it convinces me that they know for sure that the 2020 election was not legitimate. When they say whatever they're spewing is truth, I know it's more than likely it's the opposite of truth. Again, our media is broken and nothing but a propaganda machine. That's signed by Doug. Another one says, let me forget it here. All right. Thanks for playing the Ronna McDaniel bit, NBC hypocrisy. They fire someone for the big lie, yet all their contributors spew the fake laptop, Russian disinformation, and refuse to report on all the Biden shell companies. So many blind sheep in this country. I have a question for guys like Tom, Eric, and Chris. What is the Biden's international business expertise? What have they done in their life in the private sector with such expertise for anyone to entrust their business expertise? If you can answer those questions, please explain why the need for 20 shell companies. If you or I did what the Bidens have done, we'd be locked up faster than Brittany Griner in Russia. That's signed by Gene. Good point, Gene. And one final one here. Good morning. I hope one day your show addresses our responsibilities in ways that we as private citizens can contribute to solving national problems. For example, in healthcare, as an RN for over 40 years, I know that many healthcare dollars are spent on preventable conditions. We Americans, by and large, choose unhealthy habits for most of our lives. Then, when these unhealthy habits catch up to us, we want the government to pay to fix us. If we changed our ways, either by choosing healthier lifestyles or not asking the government to pay for our bad decisions, we could reduce the national budget by maybe 8%, half of the current health care expenditure of 16%, and put that money toward the national debt or other needs. I'm sure other problems, such as crime, could also be reduced if all of us made changes in our personal lives. And this could happen no matter who's in office. This one is signed by Susan Noonan of Danville. Susan, excellent point. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Okay, now to the calls. One of our hotlines is filled. Three others are open. 570-743-9565. Stan, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning. I agree with Susan.
I do,
people
too.
People need to take personal responsibility for their actions, what they eat, what they do, everything, and not rely on the government to fix their problems that they cause themselves. Period.
I agree.
So, anyways, there was pretty good emails there. I agree with all of them, I think.
Okay.
one wrote been about Tom saying that they need to tax Pennsylvanians across the board equally. Isn't there a flat rate income tax in PA?
I believe so, yes. But it exempts certain types of income. The writer's point, and I didn't get to read the whole email because it was rather lengthy, but the writer's point is that certain things are exempted from those taxes, including Social Security and unearned income.
Okay. Security is already money that was taxed out of people's income.
I agree.
So yep. Tax them.
Hey, I don't think I disagree with that writer's opinion on that particular issue. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're gonna double tax.
Yep.
We
double and triple tax anytime.
Yeah,
we do it three or four times.
Yeah, constantly.
Then we charge sales tax on what it is you buy with the money we've already taxed when you got it. So.
Right. Yeah. But that's not really why I called. So yesterday or the day before, the U.S. Federal Appeals Court came down and said that in Pennsylvania, if you mail in a mail-in ballot, you must have the proper dates and have it postmarked. I don't know if it said postmarked, but you're supposed to sign it and date it. See, I've never had a mail-in ballot in my hands because I refuse to use them. I go to the polls. That's what voting is. You go to the polls on election day, not election season and all that, but whatever. People do what they must do if they think they have to do it. But they need to be dated and signed properly per law. And the federal court agrees with that. So if you're going to vote with a mail-in ballot, you better make sure your signature is correct and you're dated. Otherwise, your vote will not be counted. That was what the decision was. Now, I'm sure it'll be appealed, and I think the next step is what, the Supreme Court? After the appeals court or the full court, because it's a three-judge panel.
Yeah, if it was a three-judge panel, the next recourse would be to the whole court.
Yeah, but it's in law, and it makes sense to me. If it's in law, then you follow the law and you do what's required of you to do it.
Right, I agree.
Otherwise, your vote shouldn't count. Either that or get off your lazy butts and walk, go to the polls and do it that way. But in Pennsylvania, we have a Democrat recently tried to get, what was it? Oh, she wanted to extend voting season a couple weeks. Wanted to get,
Is that like hunting season?
Yeah, pretty much. It's voting season. They want it, what do they call it? Long-term? No. Early voting. Early voting. That's the word was for. See, they want it like 2 weeks early voting. I forget there was something else she wanted to do. I think it was a woman. I'm sorry if I'm wrong about that. But it was a representative down there wanted to do something, and it's Democrat. And there was something else with elections. But, you know, I'm sorry. That should be fully rejected. There should be no voting season. The mail-in ballots give you early voting if that's what you think you need.
Yep,
but
I agree.
We don't need to be having the polls open and all that.
I go to the polls and vote in person, too. But if I were out of town, if I were going to be away, if I were taking a trip or something, I wouldn't have any hesitancy about using an absentee ballot. But I don't like the idea of mail-in ballots. That's just me personally.
Right. In other countries around the world, mail-in ballots have been banned, forbidden, against the law, mostly because of fraud. So they expect anything to be different here?
Well, I think there are probably safeguards that could be put in place, but, you know, not the way we hastily did it during the pandemic in 2020.
Well, wait a minute, Joe. Mm-hmm. Okay, the pandemic. The PA, the government down there, instituted mail-in balloting when? 2019?
Something like that, yeah. Sounds right.
Was approved. So the first year would have been 2020. So there was things set in law, like the dates and the signature on the ballot, to make them, quote, legal. And what did the Democrats do? They went to court to try and get those provisions thrown out. So there's no safeguards if you're not going to use the safeguards.
Well, I didn't like...
If you're trying to get the safeguards thrown out...
I didn't like
really
the.
Really aren't there, are they?
I didn't like the drop boxes. I thought the potential there for mischief was pretty high. So
well,
I mean, I'm sure there are ways it can be done safely, you know. But I don't think they've really studied it enough to make that kind of call.
If you're going to have a drop box, it should be at the local county, the county elections office, under 24-hour surveillance with cameras, and it should be inside the building.
Well, if it's a mail-in ballot, why do we even need a drop box? Just mail it back.
Whoa.
And if it doesn't get there in time, you've got a problem. If you requested it in a timely fashion, you got it in a timely fashion, and you didn't return it, that's not my problem.
Well, I agree with that. But my understanding, now I'm not sure it's correct because, as I said, I didn't have one. Are the ballots prepaid mail?
I don't know. Don't have one either.
Because if they are, they do not postmark that.
Okay. We'll give you the final word, sir.
So if you want your ballot to count and you mail it in, do it by law. Put your name on it. Put the signature on it. If you really want it to count, take it to the post office and get them to postmark it with the date before Election Day.
Yeah.
And bingo, it'll be counted.
That sounds fair to me.
Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call, as always. Tom, you're on the mark from Sunbury. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, that was another good one by Stan and you.
Okay, what did you disagree with?
Agreeing on, you know what you guys ought to do?
What should we do, Tom?
Instead of trying to cancel people's votes, because you guys have unpopular policies, why don't you adopt popular policies that the people will vote for? And then you won't have to worry about trying to cancel other people's votes.
Is it canceling other people's votes
by
expecting? No, you expect.
The Democrats ain't worried about this because they have the people want to vote for what they believe in, their bills.
Tom.
They don't want to vote for yours because they're crazy.
Tom.
But what you need to do is change.
Oh, Tom.
What the people want to vote for, and then you don't have to worry about taking people's votes away because of some silly nonsense.
Tom, you're not taking people's votes away if you require them to do what's required by law.
Joe, you guys do this because you have unpopular policies. I don't even want to hear it.
Well, I know you don't want to hear it, but you're going to hear it.
And you guys always want to try to stop Democrats from voting for silly stuff like it didn't come in on time. Don't be ridiculous.
That's silly stuff.
We know what's going on here.
Yeah, then why don't we just let people vote constantly, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year?
I'm not going to argue the point anymore. I know what's going on here, and I just told you. I'm not going to argue the point.
So, in other words, you don't want your mind confused by facts. I got you. Go ahead. What else, sir?
I don't want my mind confused by trying to twist something around that isn't so.
So, in other words, asking people to follow the law.
Did you see what happened down in Alabama?
What are you talking about? What now? You've lost me.
The
here.
Election.
What about it?
The woman down there in Alabama, she was a Democrat. She won by 25 points.
In what? For
because
what stuck, race? What race?
She stuck up for abortion rights.
What race?
I don't. Was it a Senate race or a House race?
Well, it wasn't a Senate race. I don't. People would have heard of that.
It was a
maybe.
House race, and okay. she won by 25 points, and she was sticking up for abortion.
Okay. So your point being that the Republicans...
Here's some bad news for you.
Okay. Give me more bad news.
And this is a poll, if you believe polls. 60% of women say they're going to vote for Joe Biden because of this abortion nonsense of you guys and this IVF.
It wasn't specifically 60%. Wasn't specifically that issue. It was 60% say they lean toward Biden, 35% toward Trump, but it wasn't giving strictly the abortion issue.
Well, that has the most a lot to do with it.
Well, do you realize that 75% of people say that mail-in voting should be secure?
No, I don't want to argue that point.
No, but I'm saying you're quoting polls. You're quoting polls, and you're telling me
you,
I should.
You guys have to get better policies, and then you don't have to worry about canceling somebody's vote, which might be 10 people, which wouldn't make any difference anyway. You guys just do not have popular policies.
Tom, in all honesty,
you vote, what you got to do is you're going to have to get policies that people want, and
okay.
then you don't have to
let's
try
say,
to cancel votes.
Let's say I agree with you that the policies are important and that the Republicans need to adopt better policies. But that doesn't take away from the fact that everybody should be voting on a level playing field, that there shouldn't be some people who can get away with one thing while other people get away with something else.
Joe, there's...
You don't like that. No,
point.
No. I'm not arguing the point. You know you agree with me. You are one of those people that sticks up for the rights of everybody. And okay, so the rights of everybody involve following the rules and making sure that everybody gets a fair chance. Isn't that what you stand for?
Yeah, I'm not going to argue the point with
okay.
you. You need to get better policies. You
okay.
need to get better policies, and then you don't have to worry about a couple people that ain't going to change the results of the election.
Well, all right. But I just like to think that, you know, we can find a way to do this fairly. I don't want to take anybody's vote away.
I know exactly what you think.
Hey,
I
accept the election results. I believe in 2020 Joe Biden won fair and square. I do. You know, and I think that there were problems with the election. There are problems with every election. But I think he was the winner. He had, 5 million or 7 million more votes? I think it's pretty obvious he won the election, despite what Donald Trump says. But I don't want to take away your right to vote or anybody else's right to vote. But I want to be assured that when I vote, it's done fairly and it's counted fairly and that no one has been able to scam the system. That's all I want. I don't want to stop you from voting.
They're not scamming the system because it's late by a day.
But if
that's not scamming the system, you got to use a little bit of common sense. Just get some better policies that the people want, and then you won't have that problem.
Did you ever get your bank account overdrawn by a day? The $35 or $40 fee, they don't waive it.
That's an altogether different thing.
No, it isn't. Deadlines matter.
Yes, it is.
Deadlines matter.
You're just trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
I'm
not going to change the election one way or the other with these couple people that don't get their things in on time. You're
okay.
making a mountain out of a molehill.
All right, I'll give you the last 30 seconds, and I'll shut up.
Here's some more good news.
Okay.
This Carrie Lake that she was after this register and recorder for Maricopa County.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now she gave up. She threw up the white flag. She surrendered.
Okay.
She says she can't prove that he threw the election in for the governor's race. It was the governor's race and the presidential race.
Okay.
For shooting out her mouth on both of them.
All right.
So now she's going to be sued.
Well, you can sue anybody for anything pretty much in this country, so.
Well, now she threw up the white flag. She says, I have no proof on any of this stuff. I'm throwing in the white flag. And now she's going to get sued. So I hope he gets hope the guy sues her for millions of dollars.
Well, he'll be in court along with Ronan McDaniel trying to sue NBC. Hey, Tom, thank you. Appreciate your call as always. Always fun.
And your boy, Jeffrey Clark, he's going to be disbarred.
Okay. All right, we got to move on. We have another call. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your call, sir, as always. 570-743-9565. Cindy, you've been waiting patiently. You're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning, and a happy Easter to all my fellow listeners.
And a happy Easter you as well.
Thank you, Joe. My grandkids get a kick out of it. Anyway,
okay.
I just want to say that I really object to President Biden saying that we, the taxpayers of America, are going to put this bridge back. I think that it's the liability of that company. Their machine ran into that bridge and caused it to fall down, and it should be their responsibility, just like if my car runs into your house, it's my problem to replace it. Not everyone in Shamokin Dam, not everyone in Snyder County, not everyone in Pennsylvania.
But you get things that come through the port of Baltimore, and if that port is held up for an extended periods of time, it could cost you a lot of money in the fact that they had to divert shipments that would have come in there more economically to ports further away where there are higher transportation costs.
Well, it could have been a boon. It could be a boon to the Philadelphia port that's been working hard to be able to take in material. And I remember when the Teamsters were going to go on strike, and Florida said, hey, we've got ports, come on in here. Virginia's really just probably a 1-2 day float south, and they have a huge port to be able to take it in. So I think that's just a preposterous argument, Joe.
What about Trent?
Yeah, this is the thing. He goes on, the current president, he goes on and he badmouths the corporations all the time. And yet, here's a time when the corporations are responsible for the problem, and then he absolves them of that and dumps it on me. That's just preposterous in my mind. And whether or not I'm paying it, or the Danish company that has rented the ship, or the company in Singapore that owns the ship, that's all their problem to pay for it, their insurance, et cetera. Why should I be paying for it?
I doubt that their insurance is going to cover the cost.
Then it's up to them to pay for it. And this is just ridiculous. Then, this is a prime example of the government dumps on the taxpayers when really it's the corporation's responsibility. Just like out in Ohio. In Ohio, it was an accident. Nobody maliciously decided to have that train derail, I'm sure.
Right.
And although their actions in burning all that stuff off are questionable, still, who's paying for that? That company, Norfolk Southern, if I recall the name correctly, they are responsible. They are paying the costs. You didn't hear him run down there and say, oh, the people of America will pay for all of this. And past the fact that it's the liability of those companies to replace the bridge and the piling that held it up, why isn't it the problem of the people of Baltimore and Maryland? I mean, they're so rich, they support professional baseball teams, giving them fancy facilities in which to function. Why on earth are you going to ask me? I don't have any, and nor do I want to have professional teams here that I spend my money supporting or subsidizing. So if they can afford to have a football team and a baseball team and gosh knows what else, I didn't look into it extensively, they can afford to put that bridge back.
Well, the bridge was built with federal funds to begin with. It is an interstate highway.
Then that doesn't make it my problem to put it back, Joe, to pay for the cleanup, to pay for the demolition, to pay for the replacement. I think that falls on give me an example where you think it's fair for me if I ran my car into some building. Let's say I accidentally hit the courthouse. Who should pay to replace that damage?
Well, you should if
exactly.
It was your fault.
There you go. And if on such a simple level, it's Cindy O'Hara's problem to replace that damage that I did to the courthouse with my vehicle, it should be on a massive level
All right.
Where it's the corporation's fault, they should be responsible.
Let's take your argument one more step forward. Let's say that Cindy has run into the courthouse, demolished it, and that Cindy's insurance won't cover completely rebuilding it. So what do we do? Let the courthouse, say, stay down? Or do we expect you to go to work at $30 a day or whatever, paying for it for however long it takes? Eventually, we need to put the public infrastructure back in place.
And I'm sure these corporations can do it. That Maersk is an enormous international shipper. Their name has been on the news left and right. They can afford to replace that bridge,
but they
without a doubt.
They just had cargo on the ship. They didn't own the ship, or they didn't lease it.
Well, they took responsibility for it. If I lease a vehicle, if I rent a car at a rental facility, who do you think is responsible for the damage I do with an accident of that car?
Well, you have to pay for insurance, right?
Yes,
okay.
Me. Where we go? Back to me. Not the people of that community, not the state, not the country as a whole. Me. I'm responsible. And this is the problem that's gone on now with the corporations owning our government. You know, the government is all about the individual responsibility, and these corporations have used the law to get themselves made equivalent to individuals when it comes to free speech and other laws. Well, then take that responsibility when it's a libel, when you're liable for damage, when you're negligent. I understand that they didn't purposefully do that. That's irrelevant to the matter. You know, when it's icy, et cetera, I don't purposefully run into the car in front of me. It just happens, but I'm responsible for it. That's the understanding we have, and that should be the understanding with regards to this matter as well.
Okay, but let's look at it analytically, and then I have to take a break here. But they did have the engine and everything serviced while they were in port. When they left, they had two professional pilots paid for, I guess, by Baltimore's port or by somebody down there on board. The minute they detected a problem, you could see the ship approaching, the lights go out. Immediately, they notified, sent out a mayday and had the bridge stopped or have traffic on the bridge stopped, tried to get the people down from the work crew. But, you know, they did everything they could. They reported it immediately. They didn't try to cover it up or hide it. And then through no fault of their own, at this point, the boat just drifted into the pier and knocked the bridge down. That's not really their fault. I mean, they did everything they would legally be required to do. They didn't direct it or even, you know, want it. They certainly didn't want it.
I'm not suggesting that they wanted it. I'm just saying... They're accountable because they hired it, like I hire a rental car, and they become responsible for what happens with it.
Well, okay. We're going to have to agree to disagree
Thank
on this
you.
One. Thanks,
I know.
Cindy.
I know. You're one of those people that says, let's just dump all these costs on everybody else.
No, I think to the extent that their insurance covers it, they should have to pay for it. But on the other hand, I think the greater good requires that the Port of Baltimore be opened up again and that I-265, I forget what number the interstate highway is, that it be rebuilt just to, you know, cuts down on the cost of running cars all over a bypass down there trying to get around. And it saves gas, it saves money for the people who live there. I just think we have some responsibility, maybe not all the responsibility, but some of it. Our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce advances the prosperity of its communities, commerce, culture, fellow citizens, and their businesses in its region throughout the leadership of its members. The Chamber engages its members to serve as an engine of growth that drives the region's jobs, businesses, and opportunities through economic development, through collaborative partnering, strategic technology, and resource training. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce provides plentiful opportunities for both business development and entrepreneurial growth. The dedicated workforce, advanced infrastructure, strategic location, and world-class colleges and universities all contribute to the region's stable economic growth. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce is committed to enhancing the economic competitiveness of the region, including focusing economic development efforts to retain existing businesses while attracting new corporate investments. Starting a business is an exciting adventure, and those who are prepared succeed. Find out more by visiting gsvcc.org and keep stopping by for more news from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. It's Sweet 16 time for college basketball. We'll talk about it today. 1 to 3 News Radio, 1070 WKOK.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. I'm Joe McCranahan, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, as always. One of our texters says, the problem with the government being in charge of rebuilding that highway and that bridge means the cost overrun will be monumental and way behind schedule. Another texter says, Cindy is correct to a point. The shipping company must be made to pay, but the cleanup and reconstruction needs to happen now, not after the lawsuits. And to Tom, one of our emailers says, our texter says, Tom, you Democrat fascists have crap policies trying to destroy the country. I know you don't want to follow the law. It's because you want to cheat. Okay, 570-743-9565. Dick from Milton, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Well, Cindy was talking, and I heard this. I never knew what it was, so I looked it up. The Titanic law, this is just brief. An 1851 law could lower the exposure to tens of millions of dollars by capping the ship owner's liability as how much the vessel is worth after the crash, plus any earnings collected from carrying the freight on board. I mean, why wouldn't they use that if it's been in effect? That's my point.
So, I mean, they don't have...
It's not something that just happened that came up this week. It's been in effect forever, I guess, 1851.
So the limit of their liability is limited to the value of the ship?
Plus any earnings that collected for carrying the freight on board. This is called the Titanic law. I mean, you can look it up. I didn't make it up because I knew they were talking about it, but I never exactly knew what it was. But while she was talking, I just looked it up. It's there. Yeah. You can Google it. It's right there. It's not some obscure thing that's never been used.
So there are no limits on that? I mean, there's nothing that says...
Well, so I'm only telling you what I'm reading here.
Okay.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm only telling you what I'm reading.
Okay.
It's called the Titanic Law. Google it, read it, and it actually limits the accident liability of the owner of the ship.
Hmm.
And it's pretty specific. I mean, they had talked about this. But I never had any reason to look it up. But when Cindy started talking about it, while she was talking, I just Googled it. There's a lot of stuff there. I mean, it's like anything. If the right lawyers get a hold of this law, they might tell you that it's not worth its time and whatever in writing. I'm only telling you what it's... Yeah, look it up and read it.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe there was more information there that you didn't,
Well, I didn't read the whole thing. It's like anything else. It's like reading, it goes on and on and on. Very, maybe in different situations it wouldn't apply. I'm only telling you what it says here that I'm reading it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not something... So obviously, if there is such a law, let's say there is, and it's written down since 1851, if the owner of that ship could use that law to his
advantage?
To limit his liability, to his advantage, why wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, why wouldn't he? Yeah, you're right.
It's not like he said, well, I think I'll make this up. It's there.
Yeah. Well, somebody...
And the other thing is, okay, no matter who pays for it, this port, as busy it is, has to get back into operation as soon as possible, not years and years and years from now.
I agree. Yeah, I completely agree.
I mean, it's an economic impact on the whole area down there. It's a major thoroughfare up and down the East Coast. It's just got to be rebuilt. Unfortunately, the accident happened. I'm sure they didn't do it on purpose. They're going to investigate. And when it comes all said and done, if there's more to it, then they'll find out.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I mean, he called for the tugs. The guy, those are federal employees that run those boats in and out of there. and they're some of the highest paid federal employees, as I understand. That's what I listen to. And they know what they're doing because of getting there, and they can get tugs to help them. But they had reached a point where the tugs weren't necessary anymore. But they, I guess they called them only because the ship was kind of like,
it was drifting.
Like helpless by itself.
Yeah, it was drifting.
They tried to get more tugs, but they didn't get there in time, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks. I'm going to look that law up. I think that's a very interesting
it's
point.
Right there. I mean, it took me the amount of time to type in Titanic law, and
okay.
It came right up. And there you can actually have an answer for Cindy right there.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Dick. Appreciate it. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye. Joe, you're on the mark from Sunbury. Good morning, sir.
All right, yeah. So I'm going to have a bit of a different subject that I heard about, but I don't know if we've talked about it, anybody on air, is that the Hamas leader has, the headline is, I'll say for Newsweek, the headline March 27th, this is for Eric because he always asks, where do you get this information from? So it's Newsweek, March 27th, and it's Tom O'Connell wrote the article. So the idea, the headline is that Hamas leader hails Biden on his change of towards Israel. So I'll just read one sentence in there, but Eric can read the rest. Regarding the American administration, there is no doubt that there are clear changes in its policy towards Israel. That was the Hamas leader, Hazai Hamad, said. So that's the kind of thing, maybe even it relates to Tom, where the Republicans are supposed to get better issues in front of the people for people to vote. Now, I would say when you have the leader of a terrorist group hailing your administration for one of your longest and most valued allies, that maybe, or in my opinion, no maybe, but your administration has taken a wrong turn. Do you see my point?
I understand where you're going, yeah.
Okay. So I would like Tom or Eric, even Tom with better issues for the Republicans, he can explain to me that when the Republicans want to secure the border, generally speaking, and we can see for a fact that the Democrat administration in there right now has no interest in securing the border. There's two different obvious policies there, and I think a majority of the American, I'm not much on polling, but I think they would, and they do answer that securing the border is one of the major things. And the economy, because the Americans are saying that the American people are hurting, and that, you know, that, well, the part where maybe Joseph called in the other day and explained about how the expense of one can of chili was. So maybe Eric and his effort could explain to Joseph how that's not true, that, you know, the American people aren't suffering from inflation. So.
Well, the majority of the American people.
I don't see where Tom has much of a basis for saying that the Republicans need a better policies to vote on.
Well, the majority of the American people will now feel that the country's headed in the wrong direction, and they feel
right,
that they don't trust
Biden.
I
don't get Tom's declaration that they need better ideas. Even the abortion thing, I don't think he looked that far into it. I just maybe heard something early this morning, didn't pay much attention to it, but I think I know what race he was talking about. I don't know if it was it a state race, maybe? I don't know if it was for the
I thought it was for House seat, but I could be wrong.
Was it? Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't know. He didn't add to it, but I think the Republican down there got himself in some kind of trouble. You get so many of them coming across the airways that it doesn't make much sense.
I agree. Okay.
Yeah. So that's about it with today. I don't know what else. I mean, there are a lot of issues. The abortion issue itself, I don't know how that lady could run on that the Republicans are against abortion, because abortions have numerically increased since Roe v. Wade was returned to the states. Did you see that stat? That's not a poll. That's a statistic that there are more abortions now.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it a couple of times. It's not recently, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had the numbers. I don't know. You know, I didn't look into it that closely, but.
Well, I'll have to let you finish because I have a break to take, so you get the last word, sir.
No, that's good. Good time.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your call as always, sir. Take care. All right. Hang on, caller. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of On the Mark on WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The all-new Shimox Furniture World in Mount Carmel has everything you need to refresh your home. Enjoy three stories of beautiful furniture, mattresses, and accessories, including all of the latest colors and styles, and all in a hassle-free environment. Our staff would love to help you find the perfect piece, and we know that we have the best prices around. And as always, get that awesome Shimox service with free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old. Come visit us at Shimox Furniture World, where we've been serving our community for over 100 years. It's all new in Mount Carmel, selling happiness since 1915.
Okay, welcome back on board the program. We have three callers on the line. We'll try and get them all on the air here today. Joseph, you're first up. Good morning. You're on the mark from Milton.
Yes, good morning, Joe. Yeah, Tom, it seems, Joe, when you get Tom Corners with a logical question, well, I just don't want to talk about that right now. That's always he always backs out. We don't want to discuss that right now, because he doesn't have anything to say about it when you confront him with the truth. You know what I'm saying? I see that all the time. And Cindy, that is the first question I asked when President Biden said, yeah, we're going to take care of this. Why should we take care of it? I mean, but why I called was, I can't understand this. It takes, I forget how long to stop a ship loaded, as that ship was loaded. I guess it's a mile or something. I don't know how long. It's a long ways. Why, when I watched that, and I've seen that accident play over and over and over, when the lights went out and they lost power and then they flickered and come back on and went out, obviously that's, I assumed, when they lost power, and it was only like a matter of a minute or so, if at most, till they hit the bridge.
Right.
Now, here's my point. If you look at the water behind him in the harbor, is a big area where he came from. Why would he be steering the ship so close to that pylon when there's a big span in the middle? I'd have shot for that right away. You know what I'm saying?
Are you?
Why was he so close to that when he lost power and then couldn't control the ship?
Are you a boater, or have you ever been a boater?
Yes, I'm a jet skier.
Okay,
and
well,
I hit a tree with my jet ski one time. You know how I did that? There's no trees in the river.
Right.
Well, I knew how to operate them. When you let off the gas on a jet ski, you continue straight.
Right. Well, you do,
you
but
cannot control it.
You have. I got rid of it a few years back. I had a 24-foot pontoon boat, and I can tell you that once going into the dock, I'd hit the dock more than once because I tried to go in slow. But you know, you're right.
Yeah.
The boat keeps on going. Whether you
just keeps on going.
There's no break, and if you throw out the anchor, you're still going to hit something before the anchor takes hold. So, you know.
But from the time that they knew they couldn't control it. I'm assuming it was only a minute or so, a couple of minutes. He was aiming right for that pylon, and you have all that distance between, you know, that big span of opening that you could have went through. I'd have been headed for that as soon as I left the dock.
Well, I don't know whether...
He was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to...
I can't understand that. Why he was... You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. You're bringing up a good point. There are, if you go on to Facebook, YouTube, if you have YouTube, and you Google ship accidents, you'll see quite often that they run into each other because they just can't get stopped. I'll give you the final word. I got two other callers and a break to take, so I'll let you finish up.
Well, that's my question. I don't think it was a conspiracy. I don't think it was a terrorist act, but there's truly something amiss there with the captain, just like the Titanic. We don't have to worry about icebergs, I guess. I don't know.
They wasn't in charge of pilots, Joseph. So, okay, hey, we have to take a quick break. Harry, Chris, hang on. We'll try and get to both of you in just a moment on the Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You're invited to Spring Promo Days and the 25th anniversary at the Hilly Ridge Sales and Service Mount Pleasant Mills location. Mark Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th on your calendar for a 10% off handhelds and parts and discounts on mowers. Come celebrate 25 years of business with them. Plus, enjoy free refreshments and free lunch. It's from 8 till 5 on Friday, April 5th and 8 till 2 on Saturday the 6th and only at Hilly Ridge Sales and Services Mount Pleasant Mills location.
When it comes to stuffed crust, here at Papa John's, we know our stuff. Because when you've hand-stuffed as many crusts as we have, you know you become a stuffed legend. And now we're bringing you another epic flavor combination with the new Cheesy Calzone Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza. Made with a blend of mozzarella and garlic or ricotta, this pizza has your favorite calzone flavor stuffed right into Papa John's original crust. The new Cheesy Calzone Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza. Get a one-topping pizza for a limited time, only at Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. It's Sweet 16 time for college basketball. We'll talk about it today, 1 to 3 News Radio, 1070 WKOK.
Okay, we're back on the Mark with Harry from Sunbury. Good morning, sir. You're on the Mark.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I saw an interesting thing in the news yesterday, and I haven't heard much about it from anywhere else, but Jon Stewart, who is now hosting The Daily Show just on Mondays, and I don't often agree with Stewart on many things, but I always think he's well-reasoned in his thoughts and opinions. He hammered both Kevin O'Leary, Shark Tank, who is a real estate developer, questioning the ruling against Trump, saying that all developers do the same thing that Donald Trump did, so they should all be prosecuted. But the interesting thing with the story, and I tell you that to tell you this, is that John Stewart, I think it was like 10 years ago, sold a property in Tribeca for $17.5 million. The real estate assessed it at $1.1 million, and the assessor valued it at $884,000. So now I know that whatever somebody pays is what the fair market is. However, to have a man who made, I think they said it was an 874% profit on the overvaluation of his property, criticize somebody else who paid a legal loan off without defrauding anybody else is another example of how the liberal media is self-serving and has a double standard for everybody else.
A good point. I can't disagree with you. No, I can't. I think that these suits in New York are really politically motivated. I mean, the other suits, well, there's some merit to them, and they need to be addressed. But I think Alvin Bragg and Letitia James were just out to prove a political point. That's my opinion. So,
well, and the judge, how can the judge be an assessor as well? He doesn't know anything about real estate.
No, that's true. That I saw someone else write that, and I think that's very true. But I would suspect that he would have had people that he could consult with who would give him estimates of the valuations.
You would like to think that, but this guy made it very clear from the beginning what his agenda was, and I find that offensive.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree with you on that either.
He was after a, that was the ultimate fair trial at 12, hanging at 1.
Hadn't heard that before, but that's a good one. I like that.
Well, I didn't write it, so it's not copyrighted. I mean,
okay.
You can steal it all you want.
All right. Anything else, sir?
All right. You have a happy Easter.
You too, Harry. Take care. Okay, Chris, you're on the mark from Milton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It was an Alabama House seat.
Oh, it was Alabama House seat. Okay.
The same woman lost by 7%, won by 23%.
She lost by 7%? Well, I gather some prior election.
When she ran for that position, the guy apparently retired or something. I don't know. Died, retired, got sick. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But she lost to him by 7%, and then was again the new race against another Republican, I would think.
I would hope, since the first one died.
I'm not sure about that either.
Well, the first one died.
She won by 23% by running on the campaign issues having to do connected to the abortion.
Well, what was she running? Was that a state issue? Was she running on the state issue of abortion? Was Georgia or Alabama?
Yes.
Which was it, Georgia or Alabama?
Alabama.
All right. Was she running against on Alabama's abortion law, or was she running on Roe versus Wade?
And I also wanted to mention, since we have short time.
Okay.
Trump. It was since the Trump relative took over the Republican National Committee. Now apparently you have to get hired by the Republican National Committee. You have to say that you believe the election was stolen.
Where did you read that?
The New York Times and a couple other places.
Well, the New York Times, forgive me, I don't believe much of what they print anymore.
Oh,
they
come on, Joe.
They haven't endorsed a Republican candidate for president since Eisenhower. Come on, they're not very fair. They haven't endorsed a Republican since Eisenhower.
That's the editorial page. This is a reporting page.
Doesn't matter. The reporting page and the editorial page are by the same people.
Okay, you don't believe it?
Nope, I don't.
It's true. They admitted it.
They admitted what?
What I just said.
Who admitted what? The Times admitted?
The Republican National Committee said that that's one of the four questions they ask all people who are being hired.
Whether or not they believe the 2020 election was stolen?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I don't buy that, but if that's the case, then I'd say they need to get their head checked.
And you better look at some other papers besides what you look at then, too.
Well, I read a lot of papers, but I don't read the New York Times, to be honest with you.
You should.
I read Penn Live. I trust them. They're balanced. Hey, have a happy Easter. Thanks so much for being with us this week. Give me a just... Sometimes callers make my throat itch. We'll be back Monday. Hope you have a great Easter holiday from On the Mark, WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.